Well, that went well, didn't it, darling? Your parents were so lovely, so sweet, kind, and so very prim and proper. I don't think they expected me, did they? A voluptuous woman, taller than you, bigger than you. Speaking of which, why aren't you kneeling, slut? That's better. Good boy. I bet they never imagined their son's girlfriend towering over their son. Look up at me, sweetie. There we go. Look into my eyes. I bet they never imagine how you really are. They don't know you, though, do they? No, baby boy. Not like me. They don't know what a little sissy their son is. How depraved, slutty, or needy their baby boy can be. They don't know the dirty, dirty things we do behind closed doors, do they? The things you beg me to do to you. So, this is your old bedroom, right, sweetie? Oh, it looks like a time capsule. Nothing's changed in years. It's so you. I bet you didn't bring many girls back here, did you? Oh, my sweet little baby boy. Oh, darling, if only your parents knew what a little sissy slut their son is. Now, come on, crawl over to me at the bed and come kneel down right here in front of me, baby boy. That's it. Come rest your head on mummy's thick thighs. I know. You have had a long, hard evening. A long evening of pretending to be normal. But I know, don't I, sweetie? I know what a true little sissy slut you are. Look up. That's it. Look at mummy's breasts. Watch how they jiggle and shake in this little black dress. See this, though? It's your key. On display all night long. Were you so worried about everything going well that you didn't notice it there? Neatly nestled between mummy's big, beautiful breasts. Do you think they noticed it? They may have. But one thing they definitely wouldn't have noticed is those pretty pink lacy panties that I had you wear all night. Or that sweet little plug that I know just makes you squirm. Stand up, sweetie. I want you to strip for me. Go on. Take off that shirt. Button by button. Those trousers. undress and show me your true self. Strip for mummy. My naughty baby boy. It must have been agonizing all night long. Being normal. Feeling that cage get tighter and tighter. And the fullness in your little boy pussy. As you watched me. Looking at your key as I bent over to grab the salt. My hand running up and down over the salt shaker. Innocently. Did you like it? Twitching against that little pink cage. Squirming in your seat. Feeling that little plug nestled safely into your asshole. And now, slut. You're standing naked in your old bedroom. In those pretty pink panties too. How does it feel, baby boy? Does it feel a little bit naughty? What's that, darling? Speak up, sweetie. Mummy can't hear you when you mumble. Aw, darling. You think because you've been a good boy, you should get to unlock? Oh, sweet boy. My sweet, submissive, obedient slut. No. 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 You'd like that, wouldn't you? A little hand job in your old bedroom. A gorgeous, voluptuous woman stroking your cock. Making you explode in the same room you had all those wet dreams when you were an awkward teenager. No, don't be silly. That tiny little cock is staying locked up. I told you, I don't have a use for it, sweetie. But I have something else in mind. Hand me my purse. Go on. There's a good boy. Now. What treats did Mummy bring with her? Now you're paying closer attention. Your eyes have gone wide, darling. Not expecting this. No, you didn't expect Mummy to bring your favourite little strap-on to dinner with your parents, did you? No. Well, open your mouth, slut. You need to make it nice and wet for Mummy first. That's it. There's a good boy. You know, sweetie, I lied to your parents. Saying it had been such a long night. And that I was tired, and I wanted to go to sleep. When really, sweetie, really I was thinking about the strap-on in my purse, and fucking that boy pussy of yours. Yeah. Good boy. Nice and wet for me. Now, I want you to slide those panties down, just to your ankles, and show me that cute bum of yours. And I want you to lay down on the bed, okay? While I put this on. That's it. Head at the pillow. Ass up, baby boy. Let's check that plug, shall we? Spreading those cheeks. Aww. I bet you want something bigger in there right now. Let Mummy tug on it. Tug, tug, tug. Are you ready? Mummy is going to pull it out, and we're going to take a look at that nice little wet boy pussy. My, my, my. Still so wet from all the lube we used earlier. Good boy. Does that feel good? Just circling the hole. Teasing it. And look how my finger just slides right in. After a night of being stretched. Being filled. Being teased. You are such a good little slut. You want this so much, don't you? My needy little baby boy wants his little boy pussy filled and stretched and used by his mummy. It feels good, doesn't it? Do you know what will feel even better, sweetie? My cock, as I slide it in, can you feel it pressed up against your hole? Yeah. You want it so bad, don't you? My needy, sissy slut. Yeah. My naughty baby boy needs this so very much. He needs mummy to fuck him. Are you ready to feel it slide all the way in? Yeah. Say please, mummy. Go on. Be a good boy and say, please, mummy, fuck my sissy hole. That's better. Good boy. But sweetie, you've got to be quiet, okay? Don't make a sound. I know how vocal you can be. I know how loud my naughty little slut can be. So you need to be a good boy for mummy, okay? I'm gonna go in nice and slow, okay? Sliding my thick cock in and out of you. You're such a good little slut for me. Mummy loves fucking your tight little hole. And that little pink cage rubbing against the bed covers. And your pink panties around your ankles. Such a naughty little slut. And your parents. In the same house. Not knowing what their darling boy is getting up to. In his old bedroom. Not knowing the things he's into. The things he wants, like getting his ass pegged by a woman taller than him, stronger than him, and all the naughty things I do to you behind closed doors. How needy you are, how much of a sissy you are. Remember, you've got to be quiet, slut. No making those loud moans. Those screams. As I pound that boy pussy of yours. In and out. Deep inside of you. Use the pillow, sweetie. Moan into your pillow. Grip. The sheet. As I fuck your hole. Is that cage of yours leaking? Yeah. And this boy pussy of yours. Oh, it's so wet. My cock is sliding in and out so easily. You're so needy. Ah, you love it when mummy fucks you. Ah, yeah. You love it when mummy fucks that tight little hole. I want you to come for me, okay? I want you to be that needy little sissy slut. I know you are. Moaning into your pillow as mummy fucks your boy pussy. Oh, come for mummy with his cock pounding your hole. Come for me, slut. Come for me. Oh, come for mummy. Have a little sissygasm for mummy. All over your bedsheets. Yeah. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, good boy. There we go. That wasn't so bad, was it? Being quiet. Now I'm gonna slowly ease my cock out of your ass. And now I'm gonna crawl up next to you.
To sleep.